This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we're talking about the annual Home and Garden Show coming up very quickly at the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association. Dana LaPre on. Dana, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, tell us about the show happening next week and how it all is going to work.
Yeah, so I think the question is are we able to continue with the live show next weekend? And, you know, we're going to be able to continue with the home show, a live show at that, because we're following the state mandated metrics under retail for trade shows, which allows us to function at 50% capacity like other retail businesses. This doesn't fluctuate based on the risk level going up. The capacity depends on the square footage of the buildings and the outdoor space, which allows us to follow a safety plan that has appropriate distancing. And we've got a lot of safety measures in place, which, you know, masks will be required and things like that. But we're very grateful to be able to provide a platform that still allows us to put on a show.
So explain at the fairgrounds where it's going to be and how some of the things are going to work.
So we're going to be utilizing the two biggest buildings, which is the Douglas Hall and the Exhibit Building. There will be one-directional traffic. Masks will be required, and the vendors will be distanced appropriately. And we will be monitoring the capacity of the amount of people that are in the buildings. So those are some of the safety precautions that we had to put into place in order for this to happen.
And what are some of the things people are going to see? What types of companies are going to be out there?
Well, we're running at a smaller capacity this year, which is 50%. So we have about 54 vendors, and typically we have a little over 100. So it's a much smaller show, but there's going to be some good quality there. There's anywhere from landscaping vendors to roofing to realtors. There's a good variety of vendors down there.
And I know you've done a lot of work getting ready for it. It's a real popular annual event in the area. And right now, since last year with the pandemic and everything that shifted, obviously people are a lot more interested in doing things around their home and property.
I've noticed that even with myself, you know, projects seem to be the thing that's happening right now. And, you know, with us being able to provide a safe platform to get out and get ideas, you know, this is the time to be able to get those ideas because the vendors are going to be down there ready to give you those tips.
And so it's a 3-day show. What are the hours?
Friday is 11 to 7. Saturday is 10 to 5. And Sunday is 10 to 4.
And now you talked about the smaller capacity and all of that. I'm sure, though, a lot of these folks that are going to be in the show are really happy to have an opportunity to get out and meet the public in this way.
Yes, and the nice thing is that I do understand that we're not expecting the best of weather, but we have a lot of outdoor vendors that are providing coverage as well. And we have some food trucks, too, and lots of heaters. So even if there, you know, is a capacity limit in the buildings, you know, that wouldn't detour them from coming down because there's lots of coverage, heaters, food, and vendors outdoors as well.
Well, it's it's a week away, isn't it?
It is next weekend. It's coming up quick.
A lot of people don't realize that March actually begins on Monday. It's kind of sneaking up on us this time around. So 1 week away out at the fairgrounds for 3 days, smaller capacity, but a lot of things for people to see. Where can people go to get more information on the show?
They can go to our website, www.umpquavalleyhba.org, or we have a Facebook page also, which is the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association.
And talk about some of your big sponsors for the event.
Well, we have Keller Williams Realty. We have Adcox Heating. We have Advanced Tree Care, Cascade Community Credit Union. We have, you know, I'm very grateful for our sponsors this year. We have numerous amounts of sponsors who were dedicated to making this show happen. So kudos to them. A shout out to them.
All right, annual Home and Garden Show next weekend, the 5th through the 7th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Dana, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
836 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.